Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm having an issue at the moment in my home, Bob, caused by my grumpy border collie, Eddie. He was here in the studio on Friday and he was a very good boy, but something is going down and I can't get to the bottom of it.
Well, he is always your grumpy border collie. Whenever he comes up, it's never Eddie. It's always my grumpy border collie. It's a defining trait of him.
It is. He's also very, very smart. And I don't know if this plays into it somehow by accident, but look, I'll run you through what's going down. So last week I got home from work, found a packet of Schmackos. There had only been two in there anyway, lying out on the lawn. And I thought, where the heck has he gotten these from? Turns out he broke into our pantry. We have a walk-in pantry with a bifold door. He worked out how to open it.
Oh, no.
Now, this was weird anyway because when he was a puppy, we had a lock on that door. We've always been very strict on not letting him in the pantry so he knows where the boundary is. He has never, ever tried to get into the pantry before. So it was very strange to see this happen. So over the course of the kind of week following, we would do different things because the lock is now off the door. We have to put a new one on. So we would barricade the door. We'd put up there's like a little step ladder. We'd lay that up against it.
Okay, just whatever you had lying about.
Yeah, Corbin's like big esky, those things. And it'd go a couple of days and nothing had happened. And then I'd come home and the door would be open. Now, the thing I need to stress as well is he's not, apart from the Schmackos on day one, he has not touched anything.
Okay.
All his treats are on a low-lowing shelf. He could easily grab something if he wanted to, and he has not touched anything.
So it's like a video game where you might try and get into some secret room where there's nothing to do there, but it's kind of fun to just kind of glitch through a wall and show you can get there.
Exactly. So last Thursday, we thought we need to see how he's doing this because there is a physical barricade there. So we moved our indoor camera to face that door, right? But what happened was we had it on the wrong setting so it didn't notify us when there was movement, which meant that we couldn't get the recording of him getting in. Cut to today. So we've put the motion detection back on facing the same door. And I've had alerts. I've just had another one then, just of motion. And it's Eddie walking in and out his doggy door in the back. So you can, he activates the camera, right? I can tell you that as of 6:56 this morning, the pantry door is open. You can see it. You can also see like a little ladder in front of it.
So 6:56 is Corb left for work?
Yes. So that's the thing. I can see Corbin leaving for work. I have the visual of that. I can see a clip with the door open and Eddie walking through, but I have no video record of Eddie breaking into that pantry.
Right.
It has not shown up on the cameras. It did not motion detect. Something is going on.
It's like Kaiser Soze himself.
Indeed, from Usual Suspects, yes.
I reckon he's been watching. Whenever you do a late movie review or you said you love NCIS, I reckon Eddie might just be keeping an eye on it. He's not watching for dogs or anything and freaking out. He's just trying to pick up some
How is he getting in there without us seeing it? Is he belly crawling under the camera? Like, there is no physical way. I don't know what to do next. I don't know how to. Do I set up a bell, an alarm?
Are you a dog whisperer? 858-23931. Dog psychologist.
Gotta or a be, psychic.
Got to be someone or a psychic.
Could be a ghost.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay tuned.
Little doggy heist.